Thank you. Let us look around and greet each other. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let us be guided by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God is leading us to the darkness. That was the last week's message. Let's be guided by the Holy Spirit. God is guiding us with the best answer for our lives. We come here to worship today, and we do have self-esteem, and we do have many things in our hearts. And lay down everything, and let's look to God with whole heart. If we stand before God with our righteousness, no one can stand here. So the fact that we can worship here, it is God's grace. Because of His grace, we are able to worship. So lay down everything and let us truly receive God's grace. Whatever we have in our hearts, God is possible to change things. There's nothing impossible with God. You may think that this may not work, but God can do it. So the moment that we truly rejoice this grace is a time of worship. So even though you came here frowning face, but when you finish the worship, I hope you really have a bright face, rejoicing. Some people are having a hard time and come here and even you feel more burdened. And we're not here just like that. In Jesus Christ, we are set free. I hope you truly rejoice that worship at this time. Many problems that you go through within your family or any kind of situation, let this be healed through this worship. Anything in this world can truly comfort you. Nothing can comfort you. But there's a true comfort from God. There's something with God's power that truly comfort you. True peace, I hope you rejoice at this time. So you're rejoicing the grace. You have received the salvation. You're not shaking always because of this world. Even you go against this world, the pattern of this world, you should still have the strength. Even though you are humble and you yield everything, you could still have victory. So we are in this grace, grace of God. I hope you receive grace coming from God. So when you receive this grace, when you have this strength, then your spiritual eyes can be opened. If you cannot do this, you would have failure. Just like Lot, follow the whatever was pleasing in his eyes, and he ended up having failure. When you receive grace, your spiritual eyes are opened. I hope you rejoice that grace. There are two kinds of people. People who follow the flow of the covenant, who held on to the covenant. People who are blessed. But there's another group that was not following the word of God and was against God's grace. Two kinds of people. Same thing goes with the history of church. And then you see the people going to church. Two people. One can have victory. Another one can have like a terrible life, even worse than non-believers. It is important what kind of flow of flow you are in. That's important. So you have to really follow the covenant of God. God is the ruler of everything of this world. There's a flow that of God. So no matter how hard you try, if you don't follow this flow, you cannot receive the answers. So you may say, oh, Pastor, why are you talking about this? People in the world, they are really doing well. Hard work is important. I'm not saying it's not important. So from the point of view of covenant, even though people in the world, they have success, that's not true success. I read this book 20-something years ago called Mega Trend. Trend means like a fashion, some sort of a flow of something. Do you know the Sharp Corporations? You know Sharp Company? So Sharp Electronics, they are doing so poorly that they would be bought by a Taiwanese company. So Japanese people, they are trying to figure out why Sharp Corporation is doing so poorly. Because Sharp was so successful at one point, they were mentioned in a textbook. You know the pencil that you use, the Sharp company, they made it first. So Sharp was also the company innovator for the LCD panel the first time. So around 2000, about 80% of their electronics, they were occupying America, 80% of sales by Sharp Corporation, Sharp Electronics. So there were two reasons why they failed. First one was because their skill was so outstanding, they became very complacent. They became very proud because they didn't have to even get any kind of things to assemble. They had their own products. So they spent astronomical money to survive and to manage. And the second reason why they failed was they didn't know the flow of the business. So the trend was that from like Korea and Taiwan and so many countries, they were getting simple things to assemble from the cheap labor, and then they assemble all together in their company. And just like Apple does the same thing today. As a result, Sharp Electronics, Sharp Corporation is about to fail. They are about to collapse. You see, fashion has trend. There's a flow. So if you go against the flow, you cannot be successful. So it is very important to follow the flow of things. So God is the ruler of everything. He reigns and He's in charge of everything. There's a center, axis, center of it. So if you don't really follow the flow, what God does, then you cannot be in line with God. You cannot match with God. Before you do so many things, you need to see the flow. And you have to go within the flow. Then you'll be in a place where things are happening. Then it doesn't matter whether you're lacking or you're weak. It doesn't matter. Our family should be in there and our church should be there. Then God will take care of the rest. So you feel like, do I have to go within the flow of God? And you may say, oh, it's boring. I don't want to do that. I may lose everything. I'm forced to do that. Some people do half and half. So some people just taste a little bit of world and then do a little bit of church. So it's like a half and half. So God's not going to give you true answers with that kind of attitude. So some people receive the answers that you cannot calculate. So you have to see these things. You have to see the flow that you have no choice but to fail. Some people are standing where they have no choice but to fail. So people who are non-believers and they make a lot of money and they truly enjoy so many things in this world and longevity. And many people are envying that because some Christians, they may say, oh, I go to church, I serve the church, and I work hard. So people get confused. Don't be envious of that, of non-believers. So that non-believer who enjoyed everything and died, that itself is a failure. Because we do have a spirit. Because God's going to judge. So non-believers, they go to hell. Hell. So for that non-believer, that itself is a failure. So there's no reason to be envious of non-believer. And some people go to church. They go through, they are very religious. And they, you know, but they are also failure because there's no life. Some people went to church so many years but never met God. It's not important that you serve or do things. You have to have a life of Jesus within you. So if you don't have this, you're just like non-believer. So some people heard the gospel, but they are astray from gospel. So some people learned of gospel, but they go against the gospel. But as the time goes by, they change. So it says you started with the gospel and you finish with the legalism law. Nicholas, there's a person called Nicholas. Acts 6. He was a deacon, one of the deacons, seven deacons. But he made his own party. So he was a wrong group of person. So God was like a condemning for the churches who just overlooked a party of Nicholas. So verse 17 and 18, who caused divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned, keep away from them. For such people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, by stomach, by smooth talk and flattery. They deceive the minds of naive people. So you have to go with the flow of gospel. Covenant. So to stand there, you need to know what is covenant. Covenant is word of God. Promise. So Bible is God's covenant, God's word, and God's promise. Some people study the Bible. So many renowned people who are smart theologians, they came up with the pluralism and unification of religions. So they are doing with the gospel, and then making the way like that. With the Bible, there's a Marxism came about. Came from Bible. But you have to know correctly. What is most important thing in the Bible? To explain one thing. In other words, Jesus Christ. The Bible is talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus was resurrected and people couldn't believe his resurrection. Luke 24:24-25. Jesus revealed himself to his disciples. Just like I have mentioned to you, law of Moses, all the prophecy and Psalms, Song of Songs, Old Testaments. Jesus mentioned that. Just like the Old Testament has described about me, has to be fulfilled. So it will be spread to the all nations. So when you read Old Testaments, there are many things written. Ark of Noah and then bronze snake, manna, God gave manna. It was a model of Jesus Christ. So just like a bronze snake was hanging on a pole, just like me, I would be hanging on a tree. So manna is like the food, eternal food. So whoever drinks me will be never thirsty. You know the time in Old Testament, all the Ark of Covenant and Tabernacle, everything. The feasts until Jesus comes back. With men alone, we cannot solve the problem of sin and Satan and death. That's why we have to call Christ. Jesus, who was resurrected, ascended to heaven. So Acts describes the believers who were the witnesses of Jesus Christ. So Revelation is the scripture that Jesus who will come in the future. That Christ, we are believing in Jesus, then we are saved. The reason why I wrote the Bible is to let you know that Jesus is the Christ. So theme of Bible is Jesus Christ. So we want to restore the relationship with God, and we want to live as children of God. That's not it. So God called the Israelites who were separated from God through Abraham, but that's not the end. So Isaiah, we are studying on Wednesdays, but it talks about all nations. All nations to the ends of the earth. Evangelism and mission. Eternal covenant, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is Son of God. Jesus is a Redeemer. So age by age, God has given us the sign, Noah's time, Noah's ark. We don't need ark today. Jesus has completed everything. Jesus has finished. Whoever believes in Jesus will be saved. That's word evangelism. So we are given this covenant, this mission. Let us hold on to this mission. So to fulfill his covenant, God is working right now. So God is using people who are holding on to the covenant. The main figure of the history is not people who have power or money, but people who are holding on to the covenant. So you have to go within the flow. So God gave us grace to use us for this covenant. So it's not like because you're smart, you're able to understand the gospel. It is grace of God. Revelation. So God has revealed his mystery. It is something holy that we're not able to understand. So it is something that God has to reveal to us so we can understand. So we are descendants of Adam, so we are, the moment we are born, we are sinners. We cannot know God, we cannot understand God. From long ages past, God has chosen us. There are people. There are people who meet God through many different cases. God has revealed to us. So God's work happened to us. From long ages past, it was hidden. Hidden from long ages past. But then God has revealed to us it was hidden from generation to generation. So it was revealed to us. But now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to obedience that comes from faith. So even though we receive this, we are self-centered. It's not so. I hope you realize this. So with God's grace, God has revealed. God has blessed us. Do you believe in Jesus? And you are receiving the blessing. So if you are in this blessing, you are the evangelist. You're sharing the Jesus that you met. So if it's possible, please stand with the flow of gospel, flow of covenant. So God has called me, and God made me stand in this covenant. You hear the gospel, Jesus is the Christ. I talked about pizza at 8 o'clock service. So you want to make pizza, and you read about how to make pizza. So you have knowledge how to make pizza. So when you bake the pizza, you know that it's not tasty at all. And it tastes horrible. Because I don't have skill. So I bake like once, twice, 10,000, 100,000 times. So if I'm really skilled, I could open up my own pizza shop. So I'm giving this example. So after so much of a practice, then it's my own skill. You're so fat, or you're so poor. So Paul said that in the Bible, my gospel. My gospel, and I'm spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do I do? You have to be rooted with the gospel, in the gospel. Meditate this gospel and have life with this gospel in Jesus Christ. Then Christ, you can experience through Christ. This is a person who truly knows the gospel. So if you really know the gospel, you could confess like Apostle Paul. Because Apostle Paul said, everything else is rubbish, but knowing Christ is the best knowledge you could have. So even like to a point that you're not afraid of death when you receive the gospel. I hope you truly rejoice this gospel. My gospel, I hope you can share. So Apostle Paul always prayed for others, and in his prayer, so Paul was talking to people, Church of Ephesus, and he wasn't asking for like food or something, shelter or something like that. My evangelism, my mission, spreading Jesus Christ. Paul said, I will stake my life for this. After he's finishing up his evangelism trip, he wrote Romans. So Paul, in Paul's heart, this, he had his own field, he has own his own prayer. So when you have misunderstanding, you cannot make the conversation correctly. Did you meet Jesus? If you didn't meet Jesus, it is really difficult to evangelize. So evangelism is difficult. So if you don't know exact Bible verses, even you get confused, it's okay. You may say wrong verses. God's going to forgive you. Even you say wrong verses in the Bible. So if you have low IQ and you cannot memorize Bible verses, that's okay. Evangelism is not what you do. So you look at the Word of God, and you look at what's happening in the world, and then without Christ I cannot survive. That is the person of God, person of covenant. So whether I live, whether I work, whether I study, whatever I do, is for the evangelism. So evangelism is not like going around here and there. So you realize the reason why you live, and you hold on to this, that itself is evangelism. So this person who knows this is working hard in the field. That is evangelism. Housewife, they do housework, cleaning, cooking. That is evangelism. So if you are outside the flow of covenant, so people say, in your name, Lord, we cast out demons, we did this, we did that. And Jesus said, I don't know you. Let me conclude. I talked about the flow from the beginning. So if you're within the flow of God, it's okay, you fall down and you make mistakes. Let us pray. God, thank you. You have raised Eden Church with your by buying the blood of the price of your blood. And you have revealed this most precious gospel to us. Thank you for giving us grace that we stand as witnesses of Jesus Christ in a collapsing world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.